Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Extremely excited. Can't wait to touch the grass with my guys, man. Been a while.
Lamar Jackson going home. What is it, like 30 miles from where they're playing football at tonight, where he grew up? He returns, first time he's played in over a month, as the Baltimore Ravens take on the Miami Dolphins tonight. Ed Norris, What are your expectations of Lamar tonight?
I expect him to make a huge difference in this team. I just, I don't know if I'm going to predict his personal stats, but I think the fact he's back makes a tremendous difference in how the Dolphins view the team, how they prepare. You got the most dangerous mesh point in football between him and Derrick Henry. Ricard's back, Henry's back, Lamar's back. Everyone's healthy and playing tonight. And Lamar is, he's it. He is. I love it. He's the straw that stirs the drink. So I expect the offense to be really on point tonight and score quite a few points.
I think Lamar puts his cape on tonight, Jeremy.
Well, I think
it has been unbelievable. If you got any prop bets with Lamar, take them.
See, what I think happens tonight is everybody's thinking like you, and I'm not disagreeing that those prop bets don't hit, but I think this is Derrick Henry's night, and it's his night because Lamar is back. I honestly think they could take their first drive and not throw the football, and you could see the impact of Lamar being back. That's how good that guy is, it's the impact he has on the team. It's like kind of what we talked about with the speed of Keaton Mitchell on the field, the fear of having Derrick Henry in the backfield down on the goal line, even if you're not giving him the ball. They have to respect the fact that he's there. And I feel like when Lamar's there, it starts to open up more lanes. Now
you're saying because Lamar's back, the Dolphins are afraid of the pass.
No, not necessarily. I'm saying because of Lamar's back, it's going to open up more running lanes. And now the Dolphins have to go to a defense where they're going to have a quarterback spy, which you don't have to do with Tyler Huntley or even Cooper Pass or Cooper Rush, whatever his name is. And then now when you bring him in, you see the impact he has just on the running game without doing anything.
So he opens up the run lane because you have to play everything. Because I think when Lamar's back, you have to worry about the pass big time.
Oh, there's no question about
and
that.
And that's one of the things, and I know he's going to be on the show later. That would be my
Lamar's
biggest.
Lamar's on the show?
No, Preston. That would be the biggest pushback that I have on Preston's suggestion that you trade Lamar now because he's 8 years into the league. You are suggesting that his legs are his most valuable thing when he's the all-time leader in passer rating. He's the all-time leader in passer rating. Lamar Jackson could beat you with his arm. To suggest that his legs are gone and that's why you should look to trade him now, to me, is a disrespect to the man's ability to throw the football. Because I think Lamar Jackson can beat you without running the football.
I think what Lamar Jackson is kind of turning into, and it's going to be a little bit more than that, is kind of what Pat Mahomes is. Where it's like, I will run when I have to. Look at this year and what's been going on. Mm-hmm. Go look at Pat Mahomes' rushing yards this year and how they're up because they didn't have those explosive players on the outside. I do what I have to do to win. And that's how he expands his career. And I don't think this is a whole thing about his legs. He's always going to have the ability to run. Yeah. He's not going to be as fast as he once was as he starts getting older. But he's still going to have the opportunity to make guys miss. And the threat of it is what you have to respect. The same thing like talking to Ken McCusick. He's like, I don't like Zay Flowers doing the gadget plays.
Me either.
Because when he's running his routes, the safety has to respect him.
I've been saying that for years. Yeah. I hate those plays. When Zay Flowers, Ed, has under 10 yards of reception in a game, you're not doing it right. You're doing something wrong. He's a 15-plus yards of reception guy. And if he doesn't have that, something is wrong with your offense.
Yes. That's what I can say. I agree with both of you. I don't like when we do it either because his strength is just opening up the field for everybody else.
But it's the impact he has even when he's not getting the ball. Mm-hmm. And so when you're sending him down the field, let's say they're in man. You're telling me a safety's not peeking over there and watching what's going on?
That absolutely.
That he's not the one receiver that gets extra attention because of his ability to break one? So it's the same thing of Derrick Henry in the backfield. You don't have to give him the ball for him to have an impact on that play. No.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Zay Flowers short, keeping him around the line of scrimmage is the equivalent of letting your power hit a bunt. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll let him take first base because I don't want to hit him 450 feet. You know, that's the same thing with Zay. Okay, give him all around the line of scrimmage. We'll take that. Because now we have him in front of us. We don't have to worry about him getting behind us. That's when he does the most damage, getting behind us. I think Lamar Jackson tears it up. And I agree with you, Jeremy. I mean, I see where you're going by him being there.
It's his presence.
It's presence. But I think he puts his cape on tonight. I do. He's home. He's home. Rested.
Well, this is why I'm telling everybody, when you make your daily fantasy lineup, if you're playing a single game, you got to have one of them with Derrick Henry as the captain and one with Lamar as the captain, because one of those two is having a night. It's just happening. And I'm sorry, there's going to be a ton of points scored tonight. And as I've told everybody to listen to me, bet Derrick Henry over rushing yards, bet Isaiah Likely over receiving yards. I think Likely gets in the end zone too.
You know what's odd? One team is 2-5, one team is 2-6. One team is still favored to win his division, the other team predicted to finish in last place.
That tells you a lot about this division, though.
It's just odd, man. I saw yesterday three different shows that had odds about who wins the AFC North. Three different, and each one of them had the Ravens at 2-5, the favorites to win the AFC North.
I know, we talked about that last night.
What the hell are you?
Yeah,
dude.
Everyone's got them.
At 2-5.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all see the schedule. They all see that you're playing the teams that you need to beat to get there. And then they all also see that the teams that you need to beat to get there that are in your division aren't very good. I mean, I've been saying this about the Steelers since the beginning of the year, where it's like, there's just something missing. Their defense does not get the stops that they need, they used to.
When I said I don't believe him, the guy called in and called me a homer.
Yeah,
by the way, he was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. But, you know, it's not homerism. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is down to – I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the guy that says, go out and win me a game. He's not the guy.
He's a – at this point of his career, he's a manager of the game plus.
Yes.
He can make a play every once in a while.
What's the plus?
The plus is that he can make a – to me, a manager of the game is going to come in and hand the ball off and throw when he has to. Aaron Rodgers is better than that. He can make a play every now and then. He can still read a defense and see, hey, he's too far off, give that little wink like he used to to Devontae Adams, and here's a pass off the line to DK Metcalf that goes for, you know, 15 yards. I think he's plus. It's like I talked about Tyler Huntley. People were going this past week, yeah, he managed the game really well. He did, but he also made plays. You can't add in 50-some yards rushing and get some of those third-down conversions and not give him credit for making plays.
Huntley had a game of his life.
We all acknowledge that the game now is a passing game. And you're talking about Zay's yards per catch. And why are the all-time leaders in yards per reception like old-timers?
You're saying why are the all-time leaders in yards per reception?
Yeah.
Because back then, every pass was a deep pass.
Yeah.
So the A-dot, their average depth of target is... Wait, like, if you go back and look at Lynn Swann's career.
Third down.
Oh, forget Lynn Swann.
Was Lynn Swann catching, you know, 8-yard passes?
You know who the all-time leader is?
Who?
Homer Jones.
Yeah.
New York
you
Giants.
Saw him play, yeah.
I did see him play.
1904?
He played in the 60s and 70s.
Oh,
yeah. 22.3 yards a catch. Bob Hayes, 20 yards a catch. Paul Warfield, 20 yards a catch. These guys are the all-time leaders.
I can't believe he didn't play baseball.
Because every...
What?
Homer Jones.
Yeah. They had good names on that team. They also had Spider Lockhart.
Oh, because every pass was passing situations. They weren't throwing the ball on first down.
Interesting.
I used to argue with Scott, Don Hutson being the greatest receiver all time because he was the first big one. And it's like, I think back then the guys were going, what's Donnie doing? He's running down the field. Oh, my God, they're throwing the ball. Is that allowed? I don't think they knew it was even allowed when he was doing it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.